This is the Composer's Datebook for February 28th. I'm John Zeck. For most music lovers, Italian composer means opera composer. But during the 1920s and 30s, when the great Italian opera conductor Arturo Toscanini was music director of the New York Philharmonic, Italian composer meant much more. On today's date in 1929, for example, Toscanini led the New York Philharmonic in the world premiere of the Concerto dell'Estate, or summer concerto, of the contemporary Italian composer Ildebrando Pizzetti. And 1 year later, almost to the day, Toscanini and the Philharmonic premiered another Pizzetti orchestral work, this Venetian Rondo. In addition to premieres by Pizzetti, New York audiences heard recent Italian symphonic works by Respighi, Tomasini, Martucci, Busoni, Castelnuovo Tedesco, Wolf Ferrari, and others. Absent from Toscanini's New York programs were new works by the rising American composers of the day. There were no Toscanini premieres or even performances of works by Copland, Hanson, Harris, or Piston. Those composers had to look to the Boston Symphony under Serge Koussevitzky if they wanted a hearing. The American composer Daniel Gregory Mason complained in 1931 that the New York Philharmonic was run by fashion-enslaved, prestige-hypnotized minds, totally devoid of any American loyalty to match the Italian loyalty that was, as Mason put it, rather likable in the charismatic Italian maestro. If you go to our website, composersdatebook.org, you'll find more information on performances and premieres, fashion-enslaved or otherwise. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.